When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Oh my God, was that on camera? Did we just get this on camera? It is Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. CC just knocked over, small style. What is this thing called?
I didn't knock it over. I actually caught it. I hit it. It was about to fall. I caught it because I'm an athlete.
I saw that hand-eye coordination in action. That was impressive.
I have to describe this. This is the thing that, like, we plug our headsets too. Yeah. But it's exactly. A big unit on our table here. If you're watching on the ESPN2 side, I will try to hold it up. So, well, I can't even hold it up. It's attached to this.
It's really heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
Don't
well.
Go breaking stuff in the house, man. Don't go breaking stuff in the house. All right, we're good.
Smalls this morning was standing on a chair trying to fix her shirt, and I'm like, do you understand how clumsy you are in general? And you're going to now try to do a balancing act on a chair that wheels around?
It was a risk.
You don't say.
It was a risk.
Yeah, thank God you're okay. Man, oh man, it is Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you, coming off a night last night, two huge games, Thursday Night Football. Mike Tomlin does it again because he's amazing, and the Steelers win over the Titans. Will Levis showed signs of major life, we all believe, for the Titans last night, CC.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Will Levis. I don't think there's any need for the Tennessee Titans to put Ryan Tannehill back in as the starter. Let Will Levis show you what he can do over the remainder of the regular season, because maybe, just maybe, Tennessee Titans, you found your franchise quarterback. Go ahead and give him that runway and let him cook and see exactly what you've got in him, what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are. And that way, if he does show you enough, you can have an idea of what you need to put around him in order to accentuate all of his strengths. So I think Tennessee is in a good spot, even though they're probably not going to make the postseason. There is something to be gained in the second half of this regular season. It is the development of Will Levis. He's going to be front and center. But just spinning this thing forward for the Pittsburgh Steelers, are we ready to say that they're going to be a playoff team?
Yes.
Because I know it doesn't feel like it when you watch the games. It just doesn't.
But the record is
The record is what it is. They're two games over 500, and they have a minus 30-point differential. They're one of only two teams in the NFL right now that have a negative point differential and a winning record. The other team, Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right, I'm going to answer your question with a question. Do we anticipate that guy who's never had a losing season in his entire career that can make something out of nothing constantly to still be on the sidelines for the rest of the season?
Yeah.
Then they're going to the playoffs, because that's what that dude does. Mike Tomlin is awesome. Mike Tomlin is a Hall of Fame football coach who may actually be underrated. Because when we start that conversation about the best coaches in the league, we have to ultimately get to him. We should be starting with him. It should not take longer than 10 seconds after we mention Andy Reid to get to Mike Tomlin. And it takes us about 20 to 25. And we got to stop with that. He's that good. Look at who's on this team. Who are these guys?
Well, and
every damn year, Smalls.
Well, and to me, that should give him a little bit more credence, because, and I'm not taking anything away from Andy Reid, who's exceptional at his job, but he's got Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to be good at your job when you have Patrick Mahomes. What Mike Tomlin is doing with Kenny Pickett, with all due respect, is more impressive to me.
You got me going on something.
Okay.
It is hard to find the coach or manager in any sport that is both good with something and nothing. He's the guy.
Yeah.
You said, CC, Matt LaFleur is a good coach. They shouldn't get rid of him. No, Matt LaFleur is a good coach when he has something, not nothing. Even my guy, Bill Belichick, I don't believe they have nothing. I think they have nothing at quarterback. I actually think their roster is pretty good on defense specifically. But let's just use the nothing here, right?
Love how he works that out.
Belichick, right? Belichick has the label now. Yeah, you're great with Brady, not without him. Andy Reid had Donovan McNabb and now and Alex Smith.
And Michael Vick.
And Michael Vick. And now, obviously, Mahomes, right? Steve Kerr, who I love, wasn't great when Steph and Clay and Draymond were banged up, okay? Mike Tomlin may be the only coach that I could think of in all of sports that is both good with something, Roethlisberger, AB, you know, Le'Veon Bell, whoever you want, Palomalu, and nothing. I don't know. Is there any other coach in the NFL that you would say definitively, that guy is awesome when he has something? can when he has nothing.
I don't know, some of those Bill Parcells teams with Vinny Testaverde.
Okay, but he's long gone as an NFL head coach. Yes. Okay, so if we're
going to
think about that, CeCe. If we're comparing him to your former coach in Bill Parcells, and we're saying he resembles Bill Parcells, and that if you give him literally nothing and literally everything, he's the same. Yes.
What about Doug Peterson, who did it with, after Carson Wentz, who was on an MVP track, got hurt, he did it with Nick Foles. And granted, Nick Foles played out of his mind in those postseason. But I think you have to throw him in that conversation.
Yes, but he fell apart after that. I mean, they could not figure out the quarterback situation. And there's, I don't know that he, did he love Jalen Hurts? I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. But he cleaned up the situation in Jacksonville. He's the only one I can think of in recent memory that I would say he didn't have a quarterback we would consider to be a tier one Hall of Fame guy.
Yeah, Pete Carroll's probably in that conversation too. What he's doing with Geno Smith and how he found Russell Wilson and developed him. But here's the point. He's on a short list of coaches that you trust regardless of what's on the team.
Yes.
Give him a team and he'll figure out a way to find a team to get the team to be competitive. He'll figure it out. You
Mike Tomlin. You just said something amazing. Give him a team, meaning 53 qualified people.
Give him 53 NFL players. He'll figure out a game plan that gives them a path to victory.
You're right.
You know what else he does? We always talk about Bill Belichick's system because it has a label, right? The Patriot way.
Yeah.
But Mike Tomlin gets his personnel to buy into the identity and the culture of what he's doing. He gets people to seamlessly fit into what's happening in Pittsburgh. It doesn't have a label on it like the Patriot way.
Oh, it has a label. It has a label on it. We've seen it. They've had three head coaches in Pittsburgh over the last half century. Mike Tomlin's identity is perfect for the franchise that he represents.
Absolutely.
I mean, everything about it. It's tough. Tough-minded football.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No drama.
Accountability. Very little drama. And if there is, it's behind the scenes, and they find a way to work past and get rid of those guys. But just what he's been able to do with the sustained success, that's the part that you don't see from a lot of NFL coaches when they're not attached to Hall of Fame quarterback play. Can you avoid having the dips? Can you avoid having the lulls? And yeah, they might not have the same postseason success in the last 5 years that he's had in the first 10 in Pittsburgh, but you're still seeing this team operate above 500, consistently be in the playoff picture. And with that win last night, I don't think there's any doubt that Pittsburgh is going to be in the playoffs. Yep. I don't think there's any doubt that the Baltimore Ravens are going to be in the playoffs, which now puts a lot more pressure on the Cincinnati Bengals. It puts a lot more pressure on the teams on the fringes in the AFC as a whole because you're starting to run out of playoff spots.
You know why they're going to the playoffs? Because Mike Tomlin has a team. There's 53 guys that play football for him. Now, all of that said, all of that proper praise to Tomlin, I don't think they're as good as the Dolphins nor the Chiefs right now.
No.
Those two teams play Sunday morning in Germany, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. What do you have more faith in right now, Dolphins or Chiefs?
Oh, it's Chiefs. It's Andy Reid. It's Pat Mahomes. What's understood ain't got to be said. I get what Tua and Tyreek Hill and Mike McDaniel are doing. It's sexy, Smalls.
They
dropped 70 on the Denver Broncos in a football game. Like they took a knee rather than setting the all-time record for points scored in a regular season game in the NFL. That's how explosive they are. But it feels like they're only that way against teams that aren't very good. When it comes to teams that have a winning record, I think they're averaging 18.5 points per game. Not great. So I want to see whether or not the Miami Dolphins can put it together against a pissed off Kansas City Chiefs team that's coming off of a loss. And Pat Mahomes, just so we're clear about it, pretty much money after losses. Pat Mahomes doesn't lose back-to-back games. As a matter of fact, the last time that Pat Mahomes lost back-to-back games, you got to go back to weeks 2 and 3 of 2021.
I know. 21.
2021. That's how long ago it was. So, I mean, Pat Mahomes doesn't lose back-to-back games. It's going to be hard for the Miami Dolphins, Tua, Tyreek Hill, to find a way to get a win over there in Germany. This is going to be a great game. I think this is going to be back and forth. But in the end, I think it's going to be Andy Reid. It's going to be Pat Mahomes finding a way to make a play.
The way that you described Mike Tomlin being a perfect fit for the Steelers, for Pittsburgh, isn't this Dolphins offense the same thing? In Miami, it's electric, it's sexy, it's fun, it catches your eye. Anyway, I just wanted to throw
that
in there.
Yes, 100%.
But if we're going by what we have deemed to be the strength of schedule, and we're going to do it with the Dolphins, Outside of beating Jacksonville in week two, is there a win that the Kansas City Chiefs have that really pops out at you that's really impressive? Let me run through the list. They lost to Detroit. They beat Jacksonville. Then here are the other teams they've beaten. The Bears, the Jets, the Vikings, the Broncos, and the Chargers. And then they lost last week to the Denver Broncos. I have been a little bit iffy on the Kansas City Chiefs so far this season. They haven't looked like the full high-powered Chiefs teams that we've seen in the past. Call me crazy. And I know that I said this about the Broncos last week. I think I have more faith in Miami right now than I do Kansas City, even though I have more proof that I should never bet against Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, I think that if
don't
it was
do
a
it. Don't do it, Smalls. It's just not worth it.
If it was a different team that didn't have the pedigree, I think you'd be onto something. It's just because it's them. It's like, you know, as we've been discussing, like they're the new version of the last 20 years of the Pats where you just don't worry about that stuff. I'm enamored by what you said, though, 2 minutes ago. The idea of a team fitting the city and having that identity of, like, the Steelers fit Pittsburgh.
Dan Campbell fits Detroit.
Dan Campbell fits Detroit. We have suggested all season that Buffalo doesn't actually – the Bills, excuse me, don't actually fit Buffalo.
Josh Allen kind of does.
Yeah, but the mentality of that is, like, it's too high-powered and finesse, and we want them to be nasty and ugly and cold and grimy and everything that Buffalo is, hard-working, blue-collar kind of lunch pail. And they're too, like, let's go deep. Let's throw it all over the place. But you're right about Miami in that – yeah, the Miami Dolphins, in theory, should be a high-powered offensive team with a coach that wears sunglasses and basically joggers.
It's a yellow, like, Lamborghini. Yeah. And that's what Miami is,
yeah.
Right?
Is Miami a – what car represents Miami? A yellow Lamborghini? That's where you're going with that?
Well, it's a bright color and a fast car. That's what I think of when I think of Miami.
You may be onto something.
But and that's what that offense
is. But it breaks down on a long road trip.
And that's what this offense
could
do.
And that's what the NFL regular season is.
Good.
It's a long road trip. Do you want the Lamborghini or do you want the pickup truck?
Actually, this week is really a long road trip.
Exactly.
In Germany.
Quite literally, it's a long road trip. Exactly.
All right, coming up, Dan Graziano is going to join us, our NFL reporter. We're also going to have our Upside Game of the Week brought to you by Upside. Matt G., Eddie, and the entire crew at Upside want to earn enough cash to see your team play, maybe in Germany, by the way, without having to pick up a side gig. You need Upside. Upside is a free app that gets you cash back on gas, groceries, dining, and more, so you can earn real cash just for stocking up on the essentials you need. Filling up your tank to go tailgate? Earn an average of 11 cents per gallon with Upside. Stocking up for a watch party? Get an average of 7% back on groceries. Picking up a pizza, Upside earns you an average of 10% back at restaurants. These earnings add up quickly. Frequent Upside users earn an average of $340 each year, and that's real cash back. You can cash out directly on your bank account, PayPal, redeem as a gift card to spots like Amazon, Walmart, and more. Download the Upside app to join 5 million Americans who have already earned over $500 million in cash back. Use promo code FOOTBALL when you download Upside for an extra 25 cents per gallon back on your first fill up. Let's go. Use promo code FOOTBALL. Download the free Upside app today.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Dan Graziano joins us, ESPN NFL reporter. After Thursday Night Football last night, what a surprise. Mike Tomlin found a way to win. Never see that happening ever. Dan, let's start with this. We've been having this conversation today. Is there a coach that you can think of that's better at winning with something and better at winning with nothing than Mike Tomlin?
It's amazing. Look, I don't think there's a coach that's better consistently every single week at having his team ready to play the game. Like, I think that is, and I say that considering everyone, right? Tomlin's teams don't have games like, for example, Andy Reid's team played last week, right? And again, Andy Reid is one of the greats of all time. Like, he deserves every act. But Tomlin's, one of Tomlin's great skills is he knows exactly what it takes on that given week to make sure we might not win, but it's not going to be because we weren't ready. And he wins in the margins, and he wins more with less than anybody. I mean, honestly, ironically, like, the guy he beat last night is the other guy in the conversation, right?
Like Vrabel, yeah, exactly.
Good point. Although,
I don't know that he's had something. Because I don't know that his quarterback play has ever been like Roethlisberger in comparison.
Well, yeah, you're right. And they had the one seed a couple years ago when the Bengals knocked him out. So, but I think those are two really good examples of that. And Tomlin is, I mean, he's a sorcerer. I mean, like, there's no, that team's horrible. I mean, they committed 10 penalties. Like they're out, they've been outgained in every single, the point of football is to gain yard, like to move the ball forward.
Yes.
And
yes.
They suck at it. Like relative to their opponents, they are literally worse every single week at moving the ball down the field. And they're 5-3. So I don't know how anyone can ever possibly say this guy is anything but a great coach. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's a Coach of the Year candidate every single year. I know that the fans in Pittsburgh would love to have had more playoff success in recent years. And fair enough. And
but you're in the playoffs.
Well, for the most part,
yeah,
of course.
You're in the playoffs
you're in the
most
race,
of the time.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So... if they wanted to ever to let him go, there were teams would fire their coaches to hire him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dan, before we get to the rest of the Week 9 slate, I do want to ask you about some of the things we've seen with the Chicago Bears this week. They made a move to trade for Montez Sweat, gave up a premium draft pick. A lot of people have been critical of that decision.
Sure.
We saw their second coach relieved of his duties because of an HR issue. Their running backs coach, this is after Alan Williams, their defensive coordinator, stepped away earlier this season. I just got to ask you, does anybody survive the dumpster fire that is the 2023 season for the Bears? I get Ryan Poles has the contract that suggests he's got job security.
Yeah.
But does anybody in that building survive what we're seeing with this organization this season?
I mean, look, there is actually a long way to go, right? Like, that's the thing. Like, it's easy to sit here in early November and say these are the spots we're watching for potential change in coach and GM. And obviously, that is right there at the top of the list when we talk about that. But how does it go from here? Does Justin Fields come back and show significant progress, right? Then all of a sudden, the outlook changes, right? Like, I'm kind of with you that, like, I would expect there to be changes there if it still looks the same at the end of the year as it does now. But we do find, because this is the time of year we start to do this work of, like, calling around and seeing, like, who might be in trouble, where there might be changes, who might be the candidates to take over. And invariably, the way it looks in late December, there's always at least two or three key differences from the way it looked in early November. So that's my disclaimer. But your point is well taken, which is if the Bears have the worst record or one of the worst records in the league again this year, which they seem to be on track to have, then yeah, I do think there could be significant changes there. That obviously a head coach would be included there, and I don't know for a fact that the GM would be safe either. The trade this week is interesting because I think everybody assesses trade deadline deals as, like, you know, contenders make them to kind of for the final piece for the go for it move. And the Bears obviously don't fit that description. Mm-hmm. But it's a move, and they were already talking to his representatives, Montez Sweat's representatives, about a contract. It's a move they think helps them for the long term. And I think in that regard, you want to give the GM credit for thinking about taking care of the team beyond when he himself might be there.
Dan, we already saw changes happening in Vegas. They're cleaning house. Antonio Pierce is the interim coach for Josh McDaniels. Outside of AP, what route do you think Mark Davis might go to find his new head coach? Coordinator, college? Where do you think he'll look?
Yeah, I do want to just quickly point out it's the second year in a row that a team has made an in-season coaching change and replaced him with somebody I used to do TV with. So, you know, good luck to Antonio Pierce. I hope he crushes it.
I think it'll go better than Jeff Saturday.
Are you reporting Chris Canty to the Giants in 2024?
Next year, maybe. No, okay. That could happen. That could. You can't rule it out. With Mark Davis, I don't know. Like, it's very difficult to predict him. Obviously, you know, his coach he always wanted to hire his whole life was John Gruden, and that fell apart for obvious reasons. And then you know, the interim coach Bisaccia gets him in the playoffs, and they move on from him for this mess. And now, do you go back to, you know, someone with NFL experience? Do you go and look at the college ranks? I mean, Jim Harbaugh is going to be connected there, and obviously we have no idea how Harbaugh, what his reputation is going to look like coming out of all this that's going on right now, and what effect that might have on his NFL job prospects, which in the past couple of years really weren't as rosy as he might have thought they were going to be in the first place. So, yeah, I mean, look, here's your list of coordinators that you're going to see, that you're going to names you're going to hear in terms of you know, candidates, and Brian Johnson with Philly, Ben Johnson with Detroit, you know, Aaron Glenn, Mike McDonald. These are offensive and defensive coordinators on winning teams, and that's generally where the lists start. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, like, again, they have to wait. They have to go through all the rules. They can't really do interviews with anybody who's working for a team right now until January. So I don't know what's in Mark Davis's mind as a replacement. I do not think he expected to be thinking that way this soon.
Dan, another matchup in Week 9, Commanders visiting the Patriots. Nobody's paying attention to this matchup for what's going on the field. People are paying attention because of one of the reports that Mike Florio put out there that the Commanders could be interested in trading for Bill Belichick this coming offseason. Now, this is operating under the assumption that new ownership in Washington would want to find their own head coach. What do you make about the prospects of the New England Patriots potentially trading Bill Belichick this coming offseason?
Tannenbaum's been talking about this for a couple of months. Like, he thinks that's the spot if Belichick doesn't come back in New England next year and wants to keep coaching. And Tannenbaum knows him for a long time, and he'll tell you that Washington's been a place that's fascinated him for a long time. So that the chatter is out there. Realistic, who knows if it's realistic. I mean, Bill Belichick could end up in New England again next year. It's just starting to look like maybe that's not going to happen. And so, and obviously the moves that were made in Washington this week do not bode well for the current coaching staff in front office, right? So yes, I think it's easy to put two and two together there. And people who have greater insight into Belichick's thinking would tell you that, yes, Washington is something that has been on his mind for years, or at least used to be. So, yeah, I don't – Belichick's contract situation is and always has been murky. What's he make? How long's he signed for? There's a lot of mystery around that. But assuming he's not a free agent, then yes, I would think that there would have to be some sort of trade, which we've seen. We saw last year with Sean Payton, right? The Broncos had to send the Saints picks to get him. So that depends on what Bill Belichick wants to do. It depends on what Robert Kraft wants to do. It depends on what Josh Harris wants to do. It's fun to think about, for sure. It's fun to talk about. Belichick's already the oldest coach in the league. If it ends in New England for him, whenever that is, we don't know if he wants to keep coaching or not. But if he does, I do think that's a spot where it would make some sense.
Talk with Dan Graziano, of course, ESPN NFL reporter. He's going to be covering the Seahawks and the Ravens this weekend. I want to follow up, Dan, on something you just said about the Raiders. You mentioned Jim Harbaugh's name and everything going on at Michigan.
Yeah.
There were reports out there that maybe the NFL would honor any kind of penalty that college would give Harbaugh. Do you buy into that?
I think the NFL would have to take a look and probably impose something, right? Like, I don't know if it's a matter of preventing him from getting a job, or whether it's a matter of sort of requiring a team that would hire him to show, you know, reason why it's okay. You know, I'm trying to think what the comparisons would be.
Jim Tressel back in the day with the Colts.
There are plenty of NFL coaches that have come from, you know, programs where there have been scandal about to descend. Right, yeah. Exactly. Chip Kelly, I believe, when he went to the Eagles, right?
That's right. Yep. Oh,
yeah. So, and the NFL didn't do anything. But this is different because the NFL has come down on the whole issue of spying, right? Like, going back to Belichick and then, you know, what happened years ago, and then with the Bengals a couple years ago. So, yeah, I think it's possible. I just think, like, the bigger issue Harbaugh's going to have is our team's going to want him. And he has found the last couple of years that it's not as inviting as I think he thought. He was going to get the Vikings job 2 years ago and he didn't. I think he thought he was going to get the Broncos job last year and he didn't. So I'm just not sure what kind of candidate he is anyway. And this is the kind of thing that's going to make people probably more inclined to stay away.
Dan, great job as always. He'll have that game, as we mentioned, the Ravens and the Seahawks coming up this weekend. One of four great games across the NFL, and Dan will be there. Sunday countdown and all the reports this weekend. Get up at 8 a.m. Eastern. Thank you very much, Dan. Coming up, our upside matchup of the week next on Sportsmanlike ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Yes, we do it each and every week at this time. This weekend's top money matchups brought to you by Upside. Upside earns you real cash back on essentials so you can win even when your team doesn't. So here's what we do. We do our Upside game of the weekend, which means we have to eliminate obvious ones.
Well, there's a lot of obvious
ones
this week.
That's the thing. So there's at least four Upside games that we have to eliminate, as we have the Soul Train over here.
How can you not dance when you hit a song? You have to dance.
I want
to
hit the two beat.
How can you not dance?
I always wanted to
get your boogie on. You know what I'm saying?
I always wanted to dance down the line at
the Soul Train line? Okay, yeah.
I don't think I would have been good at it.
Yeah, 8-Ball says doubtful. It's okay.
But I wanted to do it.
That's all right. It still would have been fun. Highly entertaining.
Fun-E.
Yeah.
The Y at the end.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, people will be laughing, some with you, some at you. It's okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. All right. So our Upside game. So it's a process of elimination in terms of what we're not allowed to say.
Uh-oh. I hope you don't pick a game that I pick.
No. So I have 4/5 games total for the weekend that I think we may have to eliminate from the Upside game.
Oh, you're definitely.
Because the whole point of Upside is you're going to get gas, you're going to get groceries. You don't think you can get money back.
Like what I did last week with the Broncos and the Chiefs.
With the Upside matchup, right? But the Upside free app gets you the cash back. So what game are you going to get cash back on? I'm taking out Miami and Kansas City. Too good of a game.
Okay.
Taking out Seattle and Baltimore.
Oh, that's the one I picked.
Taking out Dallas and Philly. I'm taking out Buffalo and Cincinnati. And I'm thinking of taking out USC and Washington in college.
Okay.
Are we cool with that?
I really wanted to pick Seattle, Baltimore.
I wanted to hear what Smalls was saying
So we're going to pretend I never said the Seattle-Baltimore
one. Exactly.
Are we good with the other ones?
Yeah, I'm fine with the other ones.
Good?
Okay.
Everybody good. All right. So I never said Seattle and Baltimore. Smalls, what's your Upside game of the weekend?
Well, guys, I was looking at the slate. A lot of great matchups.
Yeah?
Seattle and Baltimore.
Wow. I did not see that coming. What a great pick, Smalls.
I know it's obvious, but hear me out, because there are some really good games on the slate this weekend. But when I was looking at these matchups, I don't think that any team really has more of an upside than the Seattle Seahawks right now, and here's why. San Francisco is sliding. San Francisco is vulnerable, and they're in a battle for the division. If both teams, by the way, Seattle and San Francisco, fortified their defense at the trade deadline. If Geno Smith in Seattle beats a Super Bowl contender in the Baltimore Ravens this weekend, we're talking about them in a different light, okay? Despite being on top of the NFC West, we still kind of put them in a fringe team. They're not in your power rankings week over week. I think this game could change that.
Wow, that surprised me, that pick. I did not see that happening.
I know,
there.
It's shocking,
shocking,
right?
That you went with Seattle and Baltimore.
I think we're going to change the way we look at the Seattle Seahawks after this game. Like, I mean, even if you're talking about a loss, if Seattle makes it competitive, being a West Coast team, traveling to the East Coast, 1 o'clock kick, if they make it a dogfight in Baltimore, we're going to feel differently about the Seattle Seahawks, even though it might be coming off of a loss. It might not be a moral victory for Pete Carroll. I know they don't believe in that out there. But in terms of their perception in NFL circles and how fans look at them, I think that could change this weekend.
Yeah, and we were so high on San Francisco for so long. I just think they have such a great opportunity this weekend to really put themselves in a different category.
And remember, they made a put-over-the-top kind of move at the deadline.
Yeah,
they
absolutely
went out there and got Leonard Williams. They gave up a lot, defensive lineman from the Giants, to get him. And that move is made to win now. Now, you're going to have him later, potentially, if you lock him up long-term. But that is a win-now move for a win-now team in first place in the NFC West. CeCe, what do you got upside game?
I got Falcons-Vikings, man. Both teams dealing with a quarterback change. And the winner of this game would find themselves in the playoffs if it started after week 9. So I think this is going to be really interesting. Josh Dobbs, Jaren Hall, that combination for the Minnesota Vikings. Now, I get it, Josh Dobbs ain't Kirk Cousins, but Josh Dobbs is likelier better than Jaren Hall. And say what you want about him, he's put the Arizona Cardinals in position to play competitive football. Like, if you put him with the Minnesota Vikings, the weapons that they've got around him, I mean, you're talking about the receivers, Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson when he gets back, TJ Hawkinson, but a sneaky under-the-radar move that the Vikings made, trading for Cam Akers. I mean, he was maligned out there with the L.A. Rams, and then bringing him over, he's got new life for his career as the lead back for the Vikings. And then on the other side of it, Taylor Heinicke. This is a dude that when he's called into duty, plays well. A couple of years ago with the Commanders, he quarterbacked the team to a division title and played damn good in the wild card round against the eventual Super Bowl champs in the Tampa Bay Bucks. So this is a really, really intriguing matchup. I would lean toward the Atlanta Falcons just because what I've seen with Taylor Heinicke, I've got proof of concept. And look at the last game they played, the Titans. When he came in the second half, they scored on 4 of the first 5 drives he was under center for the Falcons. So I think Taylor Heinicke makes the Atlanta Falcons the favorites to win the NFC South. Sneaky big matchup, Vikings-Falcons.
Like it. Upside matchup. I'm going to give you one like yours where it actually could ultimately feature two playoff teams that we all sit back and say, what? They're both going to make the playoffs? I'm not saying it's likely. I'm saying it's possible. My upside matchup this weekend, the Bucs at the Texans. I can't believe I'm saying that. That the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are right there in terms of winning the division. And then play this out for a second. If the Texans win this weekend, they are 4-4. They're not that far off in terms of the postseason here, right? If you look at it and you say, okay, well, Cleveland doesn't have a quarterback. The Jets don't have a quarterback. Let's say you're right and Buffalo beats Cincinnati. They then have the same record as the Bengals. All of a sudden, maybe the Texans could be in the, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. And D'Amico Ryans is right there in terms of head coach of the year candidacy. Both these guys. Todd Bowles, too.
Yeah, there'd be no question, though. If the Texans found themselves in the playoffs, they would be ahead of schedule, and it'd be because D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud have been able to establish that synergy, that working relationship that allows the team to have success. So, yeah, that is a sneaky big matchup when you actually think about it, because both of those teams would be in the picture, the Bucs for winning the division and the Texans for one of the wild cards. So,
the Texans schedule the rest of the way, okay? Just games they have, not all games, but winnable, like definitively winnable games.
Yeah, it can't be tough.
Home against the Bucs, home against the Cardinals, home against the Broncos, at the Jets, at the Titans, home against the Titans, at the Colts.
They're 27th in remaining strength of schedule. And two of their toughest games happen to be against teams that don't have the quarterbacks in the New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
And I'm not suggesting they're making the playoffs. What I'm suggesting is when we're talking about upside, when you're getting that cash back, when you're going to the grocery store here from the Upside app, there's a game where you're not expecting it to be like Miami and Kansas City.
But isn't the win for both teams actually being in the playoff conversation once we get to December? Because, I mean, if you're Tampa, you don't think that Baker Mayfield is your long-term quarterback, but at least you're answering the question about whether or not you got a head coach.
Yeah.
It feels like if you're in the playoff mix in December, Todd Bowles is your head coach moving forward. And conversely, for the Houston Texans, you're checking the box when it comes to both head coach and quarterback. If you're in the mix for a playoff spot once we get to December, then all of a sudden you feel great about the trajectory that the Texans are headed toward.
Don't you already feel like that about them, by the way? Up until this point,
it kind of does. I'm still waiting to see how the month of November shakes. You know what I mean? I want to see what happens now. Mm-hmm. Like, now that you have to make adjustments to the adjustments that everybody has made toward you through the first half of the season, that's what's going to show me you got the head coach. And then I want to see how CJ Stroud processes all of those different things and comes back with answers for different things that defenses are throwing at him. That's what I want to see now.
Look, in the NFL, we all know things change overnight. But if you were to sit here and say, what team in the NFL, or list the teams, in the NFL that you believe will not have to make a change at quarterback or head coach barring injury or scandal over the next 5 years, the Houston Texans are on that list. You do not anticipate a change at quarterback or head coach barring those two things over the next 5 years.
Three wins does that already?
Well, okay, here's why. Based on the way that you talk about Stroud and based on the way that we look at Kyle Shanahan and assistant coaches that become head coaches, the anti-Belichick, let's just say, why not?
Okay.
Why not? Sure, they're heading in the right direction. I have no problem saying that. They have Upside, right? Like Matt G and Eddie and the team at Upside have, they were brought to you by Upside, the free app that gets you cash back on gas, groceries, and dining. Filling your tank? Cash back. Craving pizza? Cash back. Stocking up on your tailgate snacks? Lots of cash back. Frequent Upside users earn an average of $340 each year. That's enough to go see your favorite team this Sunday. Download the free Upside app and use promo code FOOTBALL for an extra 25 cents per gallon back on your first fill-up. That's promo code football. Download Upside today. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are not over college football action tomorrow. USC and Washington, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern, ESPN Radio and ESPN app. But Pat Costello, our producer, is probably over literally everything else. Floor is yours, Pat.
This might come as a surprise. I'm a little bit over Jason Kelce right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, as an Eagles fan.
Pat,
Jason
what?
Kelce, not Jason. Travis.
That's the most shocking thing you've ever said.
But here's why.
Okay.
For one very specific reason. Because he hates Twizzlers. And I can't stand for this. He said on his podcast, "There's nothing good about them. The fact that people are making money off selling them is mind-blowing. I see people eating them. I just don't know how in the world with Laffy Taffy and fruit roll-ups. Why?" This is an insane take by Jason Kelce.
I don't know.
And
that
Javonte. Twizzlers are amazing.
Yeah, they are. Javonte, I'm with you, Pat.
What did I do? Javonte hates Twizzlers, too.
I don't hate Twizzlers. They're just not my first option.
Hates them.
And I'm never buying them.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't understand why Jason Kelce is so passionate about being anti-Twizzler. Like, my wife loves Twizzlers. She'll put them in her popcorn when we're at the movie theater.
Nice.
And that's
good
all
combo.
Well and good. That's cool. Like, it's very sensorial for her. I'm not a Twizzlers fan. I just, there's nothing intriguing about it. I don't particularly like the taste. You know, it's just not my deal. But
I love it.
But I don't understand why Jason Kelce is so passionate about disliking Twizzlers. That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Can we just go back to one thing we may have missed quickly? Because Javonte did a little slip-in comment. He said, "I just wouldn't buy them." Is that your thing? You just want everybody to buy you food at all times, Javonte? Because what we learned about Javonte,
if people want to, you know.
Yeah, I'm not saying I want to or don't want to. But Javonte takes a lot of free food home, we've noticed.
His
right?
motto is, "If it's free, it's me."
Yeah. But so you'll eat.
Sounds like a good life.
You'll eat Twizzlers if someone else buys them.
Correct. Not wasting my money on Twizzlers.
Javonte, is there a food that someone could give you for free that you're going to turn down?
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise. There's a couple foods on there. But off the top of my head, if somebody offered me like macaroni, I would be out.
What?
Macaroni?
Macaroni?
No, here's the thing. You can't eat everybody's macaroni. You just can't. You cannot eat everybody's macaroni. Not everybody knows how to make macaroni and cheese the right way.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not like pizza.
No, it's not like pizza.
Oh, no, I agree. There's bad macaroni.
Yeah, like if you're breaking out Velveeta cheese to make mac and cheese, let me tell you what
I'm
not going to do.
Stop it right there.
I'm not rocking
delicious.
With you.
Get out.
What?
It's delicious.
So you're saying Velveeta shells and cheese, hard no?
No. Hard pass.
Get out.
Hard pass.
The Kraft kind. I like the little
hard
kid Kraft kind. It's so good.
With the powder cheese?
Yeah, like that.
Oh, hell no. No.
Oh, sorry, is it cold? hold up there on your pedestal, Canty?
What is wrong with
I
y'all?
I have kids. So y'all have problems.
So you're saying we need to grate the cheese, homemade mac and cheese, not the box.
It's got to be about four or five different types of cheese.
And then we bake it, get a little crispy on the side.
No doubt. I want the edges, the corners. Oh, yeah. That's what I want.
You want the steakhouse style?
No, I want my wife style, Melanie Canty style. Yeah, that's what I want. Exactly.
What about when it
can't eat everybody's mac and cheese, man? Javante, I'm with you.
I think
1,000%.
It's pretty obvious what's going on here. I'm not gonna point out the obvious, but like, the people know.
Does it have something to do with when Smalls asked about Tomlin's coaching staff?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You know, it was early. Why
you gotta say the quiet part out loud, Javante? Why you gotta do that, man?
I mean, I just want the people to understand. Add some context.
I'm just saying.
What are you saying, Javante?
That Velveeta mac and cheese, we're not going to have that at the cookout. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, okay, but you'd still eat it.
On here. Great line,
what's
Javante.
That?
So, okay, obviously, you wouldn't have it at the cookout. I don't think anyone's bringing Velveeta to the cookout, but, you know, if it's just you, you're not eating Velveeta.
I'm not going to waste the calories on an inferior mac and cheese because I'm using Velveeta.
Do you like anything in the mac and cheese, like a lobster mac and cheese? Or
I can do the lobster mac and cheese.
Truffle oil,
bacon in there. Yeah,
Let's go.
Well, hold on. What's wrong with that?
Truffle oil in your mac?
Yes. Have you not had it?
Truffle mac and cheese is
unbelievable. No, because I'm a normal person.
Stop it.
It's not like you've never been to a steakhouse that didn't have truffle mac and cheese. Stop yourself,
I
Pat.
I definitely have.
Stop yourself, Pat. Stop it.
I didn't
stop
play in the
stop
NFL it for a decade, Canty.
Neither did I.
Right?
Neither did Smalls. What are you talking about?
I've never had
Smalls
it either.
Yep,
but
there
I'll
you
try
go
it.
Well, we don't have to say the obvious part out loud here, which is I have no idea what the obvious part is. But anyway, I don't think that that's a big thing. Truffle, like lobster mac and cheese.
I've had lobster mac and cheese. Outstanding.
Yeah. It's just truffle oil or like truffle salt or whatever it may be. It's phenomenal. It's
outstanding.
Yeah. Next one.
Outstanding.
Daylight savings. Why are we still doing this?
Agreed.
What are we doing? It's coming up on Sunday, I think. Like, can we stop doing this? It's so stupid.
I agree. It makes no sense. I don't know why we can't across the country agree on a time. Why do we have to go back, forward? I don't know what it is. I know that my son has a basketball game at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. I don't know if that's 8 a.m., 7 a.m., or 9 a.m. based on this. Have no idea. Why do we have to do this?
I don't know, but I know I'm about to get bummed out because we're going to lose another hour of sunlight, and that bums me out hardcore.
Yeah, but we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so it's actually like we actually have more daylight to be able to enjoy, right?
Wait, because so this gives us more on the back end
you
or the front end?
This
gives
us
more on the front end.
Earlier.
This gives us more on the front end, yeah.
But wouldn't we rather it more on the back end because we're going to be inside anyway on the
front
end?
Well, we're going to sleep around 9 o'clock anyway, so what difference does it make?
Yeah, well, it depends on the night. Yeah. Non-football season, yes, but football season... 11:30 last night, Steelers and Eastern time, Steelers and Titans ended. That ain't 9.
No, but it is Thursday night, and you can thug it out on Friday morning because it's your weekend. Boom. What else, Pat?
Country clubs and country club people, and like the you know who I'm talking about, right? Like the
I
ones
don't
who,
belong to a
Evan's
country
right
club.
Here.
The ones who I don't belong
right
to
here
a country
just
club.
Just Adam.
He belongs to a tennis club.
That's
no,
right.
I don't.
He has a tennis
like
club.
To. I would like to.
He goes with Doggy to play tennis. That's right. What he does.
That's a good boy, Chris.
There you go.
Doing
exactly,
a little tennis
exactly
in my Wimbledon outfit. Yeah.
I mean,
what was that?
Tennis club people, country club people, one and the same, right?
But it's definitely. Like, you're not special because you pay a lot of money to like have a cheeseburger for a little bit more money. Like, you're just a jerk and you're paying a lot of money to be a jerk about it.
What about like clubs that are not the country club, but like these in the city and they have like the Soho.
Like Zero Bond.
Zero Bond,
so,
Casa Cipriani.
Yeah.
Soho House.
I'm not a member. Javante?
She's been, though. She's a regular. She's not a member, but she's a regular.
I mean,
you know,
no,
because Andy Cohen
remember
is a member.
You're not
and she's really good friends with Andy.
You're not the client. You're the player president. Is
I'm
that what you're saying?
I'm just a plus one. I'm just a plus one.
You're just a plus one.
What she's saying is she can go anytime she wants, but she doesn't have to pay the membership fee.
Right.
That's how that works for her.
Right.
Which is actually not a bad thing. I ain't mad at it, Small.
Do you belong to any of those?
If you can get away with it, I'm with you. I may or may not. I may or may not.
Yeah, you said one.
I may or
I don't
may
wanna,
not.
Listen, I'm not in the business.
We'll
none of us
it
are.
In the break.
Yeah, here's the thing.
I may or may not.
Here's the thing. We want to have the most valuable freaking show in the world.
Yeah.
So we're not about to give free pub to anybody. We want all the great advertising partners to join us on this show, and we're going to promote the hell out of your business.
Yeah.
But you did mention one. I want to know if you're actually a member.
Yeah, but
of,
it's like Fight Club, though. First rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club, right? It's not
no,
one of those
if I'm a member, I'm telling everybody.
You're telling
I'm telling everybody. Country club, private club. If I get to that tier of life, I'm going to be like, one is joining me at the club. Yeah, we have great burgers there.
I'll put you on the list.
Okay, great.
Wow. I need to know which one. Anything else, Pat?
It's more of like an I'm uncomfortable more than I'm over it. AI voices. They creep me out a little bit. Like when it's like I'm hearing like Tupac is like doing a song and it's AI. It kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Like you could put Tupac's voice to like a Kendrick Lamar song or something like that. You could literally cross over that way.
You see it on TikTok a lot. I just saw Johnny Cash covering a Taylor Swift song.
Ooh, weird.
Like, this is weird. I don't know how
I
feel about
this. Wait,
do
you know how to make them? Because I'd like to create some songs by the end of the show.
I do not.
Forget about the songs. I wonder if I could do a whole show with Tupac's voice. How dumb would that
be? Can we get Tupac to give us a really good take on the Chiefs?
Right, exactly. Okay, here's the homework.
How does Tupac feel about the Raiders firing Josh McDaniels?
No, here's what we need.
Does he think the Bills are going to be
right? We need Tupac's voice telling us that Jalen Carter is the best defensive lineman in the league and that he's a force multiplier. That's what we need. So Tupac as CeCe with CeCe's points, right?
No,
I want Tupac to break down
the game like Tupac would. Exactly. Yeah.
No, you have to put in the information, I think. We're Unsportsmanlike ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.